Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Not much. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I
Good.
got those diamonds out for you yesterday. You can get them today.
Sweet. Thank you.
All right, so you're welcome. Yeah, got a nice little selection there, a little good, better, best. I like it.
Yep.
All right, good, so. Cool.
And that's going to be kind of an interesting project, so I'll let you know kind of updates on that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a long story, but.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Best of luck with it.
Thank you. And then
sounds like you might need it.
Yeah. Well, so my uncle who owns the other shop passed away 2 or 3 weeks ago, or 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Mike.
Yeah, and so we're kind of figuring out his whole business at this point, or his kids
mm-hmm.
are.
Okay.
And this one lady went in, and she absolutely had to, you know, she didn't know. She walks in, she finds out. She's freaking out, like, I have to have a ring of his. I came in for an engagement ring. I was always supposed to make mine. I need something. So my cousin, like, panics and sells her this 18-karat white gold ring with, a round head for, like, a quarter-karat or third-karat diamond. And she brings it into me, and she's like, you have to set something in this. And then I'm like, okay. And she's like, and it has to be really, really low. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, I also wanted 1.5 karat Francesca. And I'm like, nothing is adding up. And it keeps going. And she's like, oh, by the way, I have a nickel allergy. And I'm like, okay. So the 18-karat white gold doesn't work. The size of the stone doesn't work. The setting it low doesn't work.
Yep.
So I'm like, you know what, let me get your information, and, you know, I'll talk to your significant other about this, and we'll figure it all out.
Right.
So
right.
He stops in, and I kind of explained the whole circumstance of, like, nothing about this particular ring is going to actually work. And she had talked about, she was like, yeah, so you know what, before I talked to him, she was like, yeah, so maybe we'll just take this ring and design the exact same ring in platinum, but I want it to be as spot on to his design as possible.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but at that point, it's not his design, so we might as well just not. It's also like a 3-stone channel band. Like, it's not like an uncommon ring.
Yeah.
So that's, I told the guy I would get some stones, talk it over with the girl, figure out what you guys want to do, and then we'll, you know, start putting something together from there.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be, I'm not sure how drawn out the process is going to be. I'm going to try to do it pretty quick, but, that's where we're at with that one. And then the 1 carats, the lady is coming in Saturday. So I pulled in those 3 1-carats last week.
Okay. All right. So I will mark everything showing for later this week.
Okay.
And then I am getting a little bit of a head start on my October stuff, just because, you know, obviously we are in holiday mode right now, so it's kind of all hands on deck. The 2 diamonds that you have over there, the lab-growns, the pink, and then the 210 lab-grown, cushion.
Yep.
Can you send both of those back for me?
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that. Let me go grab them.
All right. So that one's good. And then I'll mark the rounds and the princesses showing for later this week. And just, you know, we'll keep our fingers crossed that both those calls work out for us.
Yep, I hope so.
Even if they do take a little bit of time.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
So, all right. Cool, man. Well, if there's anything else you need, give me a call. Give me a jingle. Let me know. I'll be here until 6.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank
cool.
you.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care.